The following morning, I was feeling restless and on edge as I went to retrieve the ring from the safe. As soon as I entered the study, I saw that the panel behind which the safe was hidden was askew, and the safe door was wide open, with its contents strewn across the floor. Panicking, I scrambled around trying to collect everything, and thankfully it was mostly empty, as I keep any pricey stuff at the bank. When I noticed Sarah's grandmother's ring was placed carefully on the desk next to my laptop. Despite feeling completely uneasy about this project, we needed the money, and I had no idea how to go about telling someone that they had haunted jewelry. So that afternoon, I sat down in my studio to start unsetting the stones. Before I'd even picked up my tools, I heard a loud banging on the outside door, which remains locked always. Thinking my boyfriend had forgotten his keys, I went to let him in, only to find out there was no one there. There was, in fact, no one on the property at all. I was alone. Upset, I was returning to my bench when an invisible hand suddenly shoved me, hard enough so that I stumbled and almost fell. That was it. Standing up and almost in tears, I said aloud, "I don't know who you are, but I promise I'll not touch your ring. Please leave. You are not welcome here." I put the ring away and called Sarah to come and collect it immediately. However, she was out of town for a long weekend. There you go. Sometimes you just got to kind of call it quits, even if there is money involved. Gosh, I completely understand. What is the most precious, the most meaningful heirloom, I think, is what I would ask you about. Put it in the comment section on our Facebook page under this post. I'd be curious to hear if anyone else has any haunted heirlooms as well. Then don't miss EPP 145 of Real Ghost Stories Online, where we hear what happened the rest of that long weekend with the haunted heirloom ring. It is a creepy story. You got to hear what happens before all this, too, the stuff leading up to this moment. It's a one-of-a-kind story in EPP 145 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Hear the full thing along with all 145 EPP bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online when you sign up to be one at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it is. Get all the bonus episodes. It keeps us on the air. You can even sign up for a full year at a time and get one of those months free and a bunk bed bell to go along with it. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for keeping Real Ghost Stories Online on the air.